This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. School districts partnering with affordable housing developers may be one way to confront a critical housing shortage facing Colorado teachers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A recent study found fewer than 1 in 5 homes are affordable for teachers. UC Berkeley's Jeff Vincent has analyzed the potential for developing housing on school district land throughout California. He says Colorado could do the same. Getting districts and affordable housing developers together is a first step.
Where is it better to develop, or what factors at the site are less costly on the construction side because of slope? Those are things that a school district superintendent shouldn't have to know.
Vincent spoke to Colorado education officials about California legislation that makes school districts eligible for low-income housing tax credits and more land use flexibility. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A wealthy rancher in Weld County is changing the financial math in the race for Colorado governor. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Steve Wells' family has been ranching in Colorado since 1888, and he says that years of Democratic rule have threatened the state's future.
This isn't politics anymore. This isn't Democrats and Republicans. It's not some people that are a little to the left or a little to the right. This is a fight against good and evil in right and wrong.
That's from a video explaining why Wells has put $6 million into a new political group, primarily supporting Republican gubernatorial candidate Heidi Ginnall. Some of the family money also comes from oil and gas drilling. Wells is almost matching the amount that multimillionaire Governor Jared Polis has put into his own campaign so far. Polis spent nearly $25 million on the 2018 campaign. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Expect delays on RTD's A-Line train to Denver International Airport later this week. RTD crews are making repairs to overhead electric lines and other equipment tomorrow and Wednesday. Several stations will only be served by buses, which will add to travel time. The A-Line should be back to normal by Thursday. You're listening to CPR News.